Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Trailing his power and he can't get a puck away to get the shot.
Gotta be careful here.
Backing up now, a breakaway for Tavares on Luukkonen. Tavares shoots, scores! They held John Tavares off the score sheet until that moment in overtime.
There's your game winner, Dan Dunleavy on the call. Tavares beats Luukkonen. Kind of like a save there. 4-3 the final. That's your goal of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. It's a point, but man, it feels like a loss. It really does. And I know, I guess officially it's a loss in the standings, but you got the loser point. That's good. But two goals that I'd like a save from on both plays. Dakota Joshua fires one off of Lukanen's glove and in. I know there's a leaf around, but again, I'd like him to stop it. And then the Tavares one, it's not a clean breakaway. He did start to skate away, and Thompson did force him to go at least on the outside a little and shoot from the circle, and he beats Luukkonen near corner, and it ends up into the net. But, that sequence there, Buffalo comes down on a two-on-one. Quinn and Thompson, you'd like him to finish there. And then, you know, power follows it up, and for whatever, the puck just gets off his stick, and then back it goes the other way for Tavares, who ends up finishing it off. All right, coming up here on the postgame, we'll be heading to the room here shortly. We'll get player reaction to this 4-3 OT loss for the Sabres tonight. Paul Hamilton on his way to the Sabres dressing room, so we'll get that. We'll also have Lindy Ruff's live press conference. We'll get Paul's final take. We'll get you updated here on the standings. The Sabres, as of this moment, I can tell you, are still in third. They pick up a point. They have 9, but Florida can pass them with a win. There's obviously others that play here tonight as well. And now the Leafs have 9 points. So you, by giving up the point, yes, it's bad, but it feels doubly bad because you just gave a team that maybe you're going to be in the mix with now all year in the division, you gave them 2. And there was an opportunity to have a regulation win, and now instead it's a overtime loss. It's 1 point for you, but again, I think you're giving Toronto 2. Now, maybe you're sitting here thinking, well, Toronto is going to be better than Buffalo, you know, 40 games in, and it's not going to matter, but how do you know? Right now, like, we don't know who's going to be good. Look at, I mean, I didn't have Montreal and Detroit as the top 2 teams in this division, and there they are. They're sitting there right there. Again, it may shake out later that we see Florida and Toronto rise up to the top, but you make it easier by giving them 2 points here, and, for as good as the Sabres played most of the third period, disappointing, nevertheless, that they couldn't get those stops there with Joshua and Tavares scoring. 4-3 Leafs win it. Here is Paul Hamilton now in the room with Alex Tuck.
Thanks, Brian. Alex, a good effort by the team. I mean, you guys were right there, put forward a good effort. You weren't able to hold the lead, but you got a point out of the game. So how do you look at the overall?
Yeah, no, I thought we came in and we played hard, and we played to our game plan for the most part. Didn't give them too many opportunities. We did sit back on our heels. They had a little bit more opportunities, but I thought we were able to quickly get back to our game and try to press on them.
Even in overtime, you guys were right there and had a couple of great opportunities right at the end, and unfortunately it kind of slipped off everybody's stick and went the other way.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough break, honestly, but I'm proud of the way our team battled tonight, especially back-to-back against a really good team, and got 3 out of 4 points, so that's a positive.
What did you see on the McCabe hit, and just were you surprised you got 17 penalty minutes from that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a rest call. I'm not going to comment on that part about the 17 minutes, but I just saw that Bizey was in a little bit of a vulnerable spot. McKay stepped up, and they deemed it clean. It was just quick to me. So in that situation, I just want to stand up for my teammates and make it known that we're not going to get pushed around, and you're going to have to answer it. Obviously, I was the one who was doing the answering. Wasn't even looking my glove off, and then kind of got into a nice right hook by McCabe there. But, I'm not afraid to do it. I know guys in here aren't afraid to do it, to stand up for one another, and that's the type of team we are. That's how closely knit we are, and that's what we're going to do going forward.
And you have to do those things, and I'll take it a step further, even the disallowed goal. You got Benson going to the net. You probably want him going to the net 100 out of 100 times there. If he happens to run into the goaltender, so be it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Obviously, they made the call on the ice, and I thought Benny played well. He was going to the net, and that's what we need. I mean, it happened with Doner and I on our, was it our third goal there, or second goal there. So, I thought we were doing a good job of it. And when we did it, we gave him fits.
How important is it to keep getting points at this time of the season where you guys have been on a pretty good streak since the first week?
Yeah, no, every point matters. We'd like to get two of them, obviously. Getting one on the road in Toronto, I think, is big. Something to build off of. I think we got to bear down in some areas and probably got that second point. But, you know, proud of the group.
Is it almost like take baby steps? Because you were an even game in Montreal. I mean, it was either team could have won that hockey game, but you didn't get a point out of it. This one you got a point out of.
Yeah, I think we've been light years different and light years better from our game in Montreal. I thought we were hesitant, sitting back and not playing our game and allowed them to skate all over us and be more physical and win more puck battles. And I don't think that's been the case the last few games. And we've been getting a lot of points lately. We got to keep that up. I think we got to do a little bit better in some areas that we're going to work on. But overall, I think we played a really good game.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Tuck on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Yep. They have been getting points in a lot of games. Just stings in this moment here when you had a chance to beat a division rival and keep them. Just as annoyed that they lost the point as to me as you're giving Toronto two. Back to the room. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen live with Paul.
Ukko, when did you find out that you were actually going to get the start?
Found out at the end of the morning skate today. Maybe a little bit later than usual, but nothing crazy.
You okay with that? You know, yeah. Getting it later?
Yeah. I mean, it's not optimal, but, you know, we don't get to choose. You know, it's when it's your turn to play, you play, and that's it.
How would you evaluate your first game, first start of the season?
I mean, I think frustrating for me. You know, I think I played good until the third goal. You know, obviously want that one back, but, you know, didn't play it perfectly on that goal, and you know, we kind of gave away point. Can you know, went to the overtime when it's a coin flip situation, pretty much. You know, not everything can happen on a 3-on-3, so you know, gotta come up with a couple more saves. And but overall, I think the team played really well tonight.
Did you even see the third goal? Looked like Wah was sitting in your lap there.
No, not really. I kind of missed the release on that one, but you know, it kind of just where you kind of have to find a puck. It's not, you know, an excuse that you don't see the puck. You know, it's, you can't think like that. So just got to play that one better, and you know, probably would have got an extra point tonight.
What is this like for you to get back, just get back inside, I'll get back playing again at the NHL?
It's great. You know, we have really good group of guys, and they've been fighting here and, you know, kind of pushing to us be back on the, you know, close to 500. And I think that's kind of the best part of this, is to, you know, be back with the group. And As I said, they played really well tonight, and it's just, you know, been fun to watch and fun to be part of it again.
Did you need that one start in Rochester just to get into a game? You only played one period since last April, so did you need that one start just to get into a game?
Yeah, I think, you know, body-wise, you want to feel, too, that, you know, you're there. Everything feels strong and solid, so it was good for me to go start there for one game, and, you know, as I said, it's good to be back here.
You guys need more games like this, just in the sense you got it to overtime and whatever happens, happens. But you got the point, and on the road, that's significant, especially.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the point is huge for us. But also, you want to look at the game, and you kind of know that we could have closed it down. As I said, you know, I got to be better at burning on that, too. So it's early in the season, and, you know, every point matters. So you kind of want to just look what you can improve on and, you know, go from there.
How do you look at having three goaltenders around? I mean, that's out of your control. There are three here. But how do you look at it and for yourself, and how can you compete in it?
It's all, you know, it's out of my control. It's not the first time it's been like that. So, you know, you just focus on your own game, your own practices, your own stuff. We have to, you know, Alex and LA, they're really good goalies. And, you know, just overall, the biggest thing is to win. You know, it doesn't really matter who's in the net. You know, everything is earned in this league, and it doesn't matter how many goals you have in a team. Everybody wants to play, and you got to earn it. So I think in the plain and simple, the team wants to win. Every player, every goal in this team wants to win. So I don't think it's any more complicated than that.
Ukko Pekka Luukkonen in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen there with Paul. He makes his regular season debut. Just played a period in the preseason. Back to the room in Toronto. Here's Tage Thompson live.
Thanks, Brian. Tage, we talked last night about, you know, when it starts going in for you, it's probably going to start going in for you. And here you are getting a couple here in Toronto, and it seems like you feel confident now or look confident in your shooting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the same confidence the whole season. I'm not too worried. You know, I've been through it before. I go on streaks, and, you know, sometimes you get cold, and it happens. So I think you just got to stick with it. You can't change anything. And, you know, for me, I feel like if I'm getting chances and looks, they're going to go in eventually. So, you know, my mindset is just to continue to do the same things. Don't change anything. And I thought tonight was a great game. You know, goals aside, I thought we played really hard. You know, back to back against a pretty good team. I thought we were the better team in both games. So, you know, nice to get a point tonight. Obviously, would have liked to get two there, but 3 out of 4 on the weekend is pretty good.
Why do you think the power play has been so successful of late?
I think, you know, we have a shot mentality. We're getting to the blue paint, so I think you see that goal we had there as a result of that. Dahl shoots the puck. We got three guys around the net. Rebound pops out. I think when we try to, you know, slow things down and overcomplicate things, wait for a perfect look, that's kind of when we get ourselves into trouble. I think when we keep it simple and shoot and get to the net is when we get their PK spinning a little bit, and it's when we've had success.
You know, over time, do you just look at some bad luck? I mean, you had some golden opportunities right at the end before they scored, and it just seemed like the puck wouldn't sit down or whatever it was, but you couldn't get the opportunity to set it down to get the shot.
Yeah, no, we had our looks. You know, in overtime there, we have a 2-on-1. Quinny, I thought, made a really good pass and hits the skate blade of their D. So a little unfortunate there. And then, obviously, it bounces on OP walking down the middle. So tough bounce there. And, you know, they go down the other way and on a quick counter and score. And, you know, I think we're a half an inch from winning the game at the other end. So that's the way it goes sometimes. But, you know, I liked our game, and I think no, we got to continue to do the things that are getting us to this point. I think, you know, we can, you know, you obviously want the 2 points, but I think overall we can be really happy with our effort in the last two games.
Tage, you know, Alex Tuch steps in, take on Jake McCabe after that hit on Byram. What does that say to you when a leader like Alex Tuch does that, steps in to defend a teammate?
Yeah, that's huge. That's what you want to see, and that's, you know, big character, you know, teammate of ours, and it's not easy to do that. And you know, he steps in for Bo getting hit there, and you know, I think that's something that everyone on our bench respects, and that makes us want to play harder for each other too when you see a guy like doing something like that.
Do you need to start
second to you there? You're crashing the net.
All Sammy hit me with a shot in the back of the leg, so didn't feel too great.
Do you look at it? I look at the Montreal game, and you had your chances. They had their chances. Pretty even hockey game, actually, but you didn't get a point out of it. Do you look at, you know, you had to, another, again, you're in an even game, a hard-fought game here, that you got to at least get a point out of it, and that's what you guys got to start doing, is getting points out of these games when you do play a good hockey game or an even hockey game.
Yeah, I mean, every single game we've played this season, we've been right there, been in it, one goal, two goal game, all the way to the end. So, you know, sometimes it just comes down to bad puck luck, and sometimes it's, you know, self-inflicted with our puck decisions. And I think we've seen both sides of that. But I think if we can continue to limit the puck, you know, the puck errors on our end, you know, we're going to start to see us getting more points as we continue moving forward. Because I think, you know, we've been really difficult to play against. You know, I think obviously that's a very high offensive power team, and I think over the last two games we frustrated them a lot. So just got to continue doing those things.
What did your team do to help UPL in his first start? What do they need to do to really help him get comfortable, for lack of a better term, as he starts the season?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it's tough when you've been injured and you're stepping into a game like that on a back-to-back. So a lot of times, you know, just going to have to find his footing. I thought the kill stepped up big time for him today. And you know, I think in a game, honestly, tonight, where there's not as many shots, it's almost harder for a goalie, I feel like, to kind of get into a rhythm. I don't want to speak for a goalie, but I feel like usually when, you know, it's a higher shot volume game, you can usually get into a rhythm, feel the puck a little bit more, and your mind's in it a little more. So I think it's just going to be repetition. Obviously, you know, we're, what is it, 8 games in now, and he hasn't played yet. So it's a big ask, you know, stepping in right away and making an impact like that. So now I think everyone in the room's got confidence in him, and he's going to, you know, find his footing here quick.
Thank you. Yep. Tage Thompson in the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Paul, thank you. Thompson with 2 goals, second star in this game, as Buffalo falls 4-3. Speaking of being the second star, while we wait for Lindy Ruff, let's get our Blue Star Home Services 3 stars. Your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. McCabe is star 3. He assisted on the tying goal that tied it up at 3. Thompson is star 2. And Tavares, star number 1. He got the game-winning goal for the Leafs, 128 into the overtime. Again, there are your Blue Star Home Services 3 stars. Final stats now, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third end up 7-5 Buffalo in the overtime. They each have one apiece. 26-22 Sabres overall in the game. Power plays, Buffalo 1 of 4, and the Leafs 0 of 3. Caden Primo gets the win in net, 26 shots, 23 saves. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in the loss. These aren't great numbers here. 22 shots, 18 saves, 4 goals against. And the attendance at Scotiabank Arena, 18,792. And Buffalo will next play on Tuesday night at home at 6:45 against the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. By the way, Tavares' goal in overtime, that's his 499th. Career goal. So he's one away from a nice milestone there for sure. Individually tonight, Thompson led the way with shots. He had 5 on 11 overall shot attempts. No other Saber. Actually, I'm sorry. Jack Quinn had 3. Quinn was a -2, but I mean, he and Thompson come in with a great look there in OT. All right, Lindy Ruff is ready. Let's go live to Toronto with Paul.
Lindy, Ellis wasn't able to go. What kind of thing happened to him?
I woke up this morning and had a real tight back and couldn't get through it.
I mean, I'm sure you wanted to get Luukkonen in the game at some point anyway. I mean, how do you feel he went?
I think probably he'd probably want the third one back. I think the first game back, made some good saves at times. I think it's hard. He hasn't played a lot of hockey. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long it was possibly miss?
I don't expect much. Kind of strange. We sent him up here early yesterday to be ready. And then, he just, when he got up in the morning, he complained of an ailment. So we tried to go, and then we realized probably not the right idea.
How do you view this? You played 2 games against the Toronto Maple Leafs and took 3 out of 4 points. Or do you think, hey, we should have maybe gotten 4 out of it because we had the lead? How do you look at it?
We played the game as well as you can play it in the third period. I think the chance we get, the goal we gave up was the only chance in the period. Mm-hmm. Scored a big power play goal. We had 3-4 other good opportunities to win the hockey game. You look at the overtime, we have 4-point blank. He makes a heck of a save on Dahlin a couple times. Owen Power, the puck just got away from him. And that's what overtime's all about. Getting 3 or 4 points is good. I think the way we played is a big step for playing on the road and making sure you get points. And points are important.
What did you make of the hit on Byron by McCabe?
I thought it, I looked at it, I thought it was a headshot. I really thought that there should have been no instigator because the third guy dropped his gloves even before Tucky dropped his. You watch it live. It's hard. You get to slow it down. I know they took a hard look at it. It's not an easy call. It's not a play you like, but...
You must like the response, obviously.
Yeah, I said we played a good game. We played 2 hard games, and we're, the way we played here on the road versus the way we played in Montreal in a tight game, we'll get a lot of points and we'll win a lot of games.
What did it say to you that he stepped in to take a fight with McCabe to defend Bowen Byram?
Yeah, well, I think what we've done as a team, any time there's been a situation, there's been 5 guys in and somebody's immediately responded. And I said this at night, we've come together as a group, and I think this group is going to hang together.
What about it takes 17 minutes and penalties, but it makes an immediate impact when he comes out? He and Doan battle hard, get in front of the net, but just the battle they put in there to win and to allow Byram to score that goal, I mean, it just does that say a lot about him right there?
I think if you watched, half our goals that have been scored, if you want to see who was in front of the net, even a couple nights ago, 2 goals were Tucky standing right in front of the net. I think the impact, you know, we missed him for 17 minutes, and then we didn't have Benson for a little bit, so we were a little bit shorthanded on the bench, and you know, he came out fresh, and that was a big goal for us that time of the game.
For Zach and I think Connor missed some time too. Are they out there okay?
Yeah, they're both okay. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, there's Lindy. Yeah, Connor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Timmons, Benson, both missed a shift here or there, but both back and okay. 4-3, Toronto wins it. Yeah, I'm kind of torn on how I feel about this. Let's see what Paul thinks. Paul, you ask Lindy Ruff right away. I mean, 3 out of 4 in a home-and-home with Toronto, I probably, if you would have asked me Friday afternoon before the game started, I would have signed up for it. But there was an opportunity there to not only get 4, but also give Toronto 0 of 4, which would have felt a lot better.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to get too carried away with, you know, they should have won type of a thing. Yeah, they should have. I mean, they had every opportunity to. It's just you see those two those opportunities they had in overtime, and especially the last one where it rolls off Power's stick. And then it not only does it roll off his stick, I think they had another chance, and that didn't go well. And next thing you know, Tavares is coming down on the breakaway, and they keep talking about the third goal. If I'm Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, I'm probably more upset about the overtime goal. Again, it's not an easy save. It's John Tavares. It's not an easy save, and I get it. But I'd love to see a big save there if I'm being honest with you. I'm trying to understand why Luukkonen was blaming himself on the third goal. Lindy was talking about maybe he wasn't as screened as I thought he was. I just thought Waugh was almost sitting in his lap. But he, as he said, and I give him credit, that he should have that goal because there's no excuse for not seeing the puck. He goes, I've got to be better at – you know, getting myself where a place where I can see the puck, you know, like fighting for his ice, you know, how I like to say that. So I give him credit. You know, he took responsibility for that. He said, I should have had that goal. I would like that one back. And I'll go along with you. You're the goaltender. You know better than I. And I'll go along with that. But it's just the overtime one. And again, it's not easy. It's John Tavares. It's not easy. But I need a big save there, you know, to bail out, you know. And I don't know if I want to say bail out power. What are you going to do? The puck rolls off your stick. It rolls off your stick. What are you going to do? It's just like the hockey gods maybe weren't smiling on the Sabres in overtime, because they just had right bang bang two golden opportunities there, and they kind of messed them both up. And next thing you know, the Leafs are coming down on a breakaway after Buffalo had dominated the overtime. I believe Donnelly missed the net on a golden opportunity, then was stopped on another. And they just seem to have the chances and the better of the play. And then Toronto gets one chance and it's in the net.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the third goal against Paul, I know Lukanen is definitely getting heat from fans on that. You know, it looks like maybe it just ricochets off his glove. Like, I don't know if he mistimed it or, like you said, maybe he caught it late or he picked it up late. He didn't see it
in
a timely fashion.
But his point was he's got to get to a point where he can see it. He goes, that's not a good enough excuse that you don't see the puck. In other words, he's saying he's got to fight for his ice, even though Waugh's there. I think he's saying he's got to fight better, you know, to get to a place where he can see the puck. So, again, I'll give the fans are right. I mean, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen said it himself, and he took immediate responsibility that he would want that back, that he needs to stop that one, and Lindy Ruff said the same thing. So I'll admit I'm wrong. I didn't think that's one you should blame him on, but I'm in the complete minority there. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, and Thompson, I guess, a good story, Paul, that the goals are coming. I mean, we documented it last night. He started last year not scoring in the first five and then scored in five in a row. And now he started a little cool. I don't want to say ice cold. I'll say cool. And now he's scored
seven. You
in
can
two
say
straight
that.
Games. Yeah. For him, that's cold, I guess. Yeah, for him, that's cold.
Yeah, one goal in seven. Yeah. That's not, you know, that's not what you're expecting out of him. But I think you know, I know, and the fans know, he's going to score goals. It's going to stop.
Yeah.
It's going to end. And when he does get going, like last year, no goals in five games. Well, he still had over 40, you know. So it didn't stop him from scoring 40. Maybe it stopped him from scoring 50, but which I do think at some point he will score 50 goals in this league. So I don't worry about Tage Thompson, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you know what you're going to get. Every now and then defensively it's not the best. And, you know, so – but you know what you're going to get offensively. You know the kind of shot that he has. You know he cares. You know, he's a very good leader. If he had a C on his jersey, I wouldn't blink an eye. You know, whether it's him or Darlene, you know, I think both, you know, are very searching for a word, intense players.
Worthy.
They do, you know. And so I don't worry about Tage Thompson when he's not scoring. And now I believe he's their leading scorer now. I think he's
good. Yeah,
in two games,
he's
climbed up the ladder and is their leading scorer.
Yeah. Paul, the Sabres' next pair of back-to-back games are November 12th and 13th. So they have six games before they even have to think about a back-to-back scenario here. And you've got three goalies, as you mentioned here. I feel like this is the biggest discussion that we're going to have here over the next 2 weeks, where they are home a lot again, a lot of home games, and days in between games here. And if Alex Lyon keeps playing great, you know, I'm curious to see how this plays out.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to feel bad for Ellis. Hockey night in Canada, Toronto. He was really looking forward to this. I had a chance to chat with him a little bit yesterday after practice. And, you know, if he was going to get the opportunity, you know, he was thinking that'd be great. You know, if I can get the opportunity to play in that, and you know, they weren't saying who the goaltender was back then. You know, Lindy Ruff wasn't saying, and so he was just basically saying if he got the opportunity, he would just love it. I mean, to play in Toronto, Hockey Night in Canada—that's a kid's dream. So, unfortunately, he didn't get that chance because of a sore back. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, it'd be just nice to see what he got. You know, one game, okay, that doesn't make an NHL goalie. To see him right away and to get another start right away, basically, I think would have been great for him. But unfortunately, his back wouldn't let him do it.
That's right. Okay, Paul. So 3 out of 4. Again, you know, that sounds good, but at this moment, it feels like maybe it stings a little. But I don't know. I wish I had like a better way of saying that maybe it's better. But it was there for him, and I guess overall, I'll say the positive is that they did handle the third better here than they did in Montreal. I think you kind of alluded to that too.
Yeah, and Lindy did. I mean, Lindy Ruff was right. Well, how many chances they get? Very few in the third. Lindy thought that was their only chance, that they basically had shut them down, and Buffalo had gotten some opportunities and weren't able to capitalize. Well, they capitalized one that was disallowed. But as I told you earlier, you know what? I take that 100 times out of 100, I never want to stop Zach Benson going hard to the net. If he happens to make contact with the goaltender, so be it. Live with it. And let's move on. I have zero problem with that. That's what the Buffalo Sabres need to do, be going hard to the net. And that's what Benson does. He happened to catch the goaltender. It was the correct call. Let's move on, and that's fine. And I would not even mention it to him if I was on the coaching staff. Maybe give him an idea of how to maybe try to miss the goaltender, but I would not get on his back at all.
Yeah. Paul, great work today in Toronto. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a safe trip back, and we'll talk Tuesday when the Blue Jackets are in town.
Okay, sounds good. I know you have my tickets for the World Series at Will Call. I know you bought them for me, so I'll thank you, and I'll be over there.
Yes, I left them for you there, and you'll be surprised at how good your seats are. I opened up my wallet for you.
Okay, enjoy. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul there in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena. Sabres fall 4-3 in overtime, dropping to 4-4-1. They're still in third in the Atlantic. Florida can pass them with a win. We'll obviously let you know how they're doing here. They're playing, as are others. We'll get you the scoreboard when we come back. Save of the game when we come back. We'll read some tweets. Send them in at Brian WGR as we'll get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliates. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on our flagship on WGR in Buffalo, more post game coming up. From Toronto, the Leafs win it in overtime, 4-3 over the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More post game on the other side of this timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Welcome back here on the post game. Brian Colziel with you. Sabres and Leafs for the second straight night, and Toronto gets the better of it with a 4-3 victory in overtime. John Tavares, 128 in, is the difference. He gets his fifth of the season, but his 499th of his career. So he's one away from 500. All right, let's read some tweets here as we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Love to have you send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. You can send them in, and we'll read them. All right. We do have some we have some reaction to Lukanen here, for sure. Before we get to Lukanen, though, actually, hold on. Before we get, we'll get to our save of the game here in a minute. But here's some thoughts on Lukanen here. Guy says, bad decision by Ruff to play UPL. He cost us the game. OGAG says it wasn't a tough spot, referring to Lukanen. He's an NHL goaltender. Make the save. All right. D Grimebusto says the instigator call on Tuck was an absolutely homer call. If that's the other way, Hockey Night in Canada is praising how the Leaf took an exemption. What a joke. Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I agreed with Lindy. I thought, if anything, I thought McCabe dropped his glove first. So, another tweet says, I'm pretty sure that during UPL's entire tenure at Buffalo, we've had to deal with three goalies, except for most of last year. I would say It's the big thing about UPL and his lack of consistency. If he was more consistent, I don't even think we would have gone through Levi starting out of college and in the year after that or whatever a month was. Then they pay UPL for 3 months of a good streak. Other than that, he's been bad at every level of pro hockey. I don't know if bad is the right word, but inconsistent, I'll agree with you on that for sure. Anyway, yeah, lots of tweets coming in here on Luukkonen. Jimmy, I think with the overreaction of the night, says Luukkonen should be on waivers after that game. All right, that's not going to happen. However, look, there is a team that would value Luukkonen for sure. Here's where I'm going with this. Kevin Adams could make a move. I know people don't make trades in October, but you now have four goalies that you feel could be NHL goaltenders. They really love Colton Ellis. Now, I wouldn't go as far as to make any sort of blanket statement yet about him because he's played one game. But Lyon has looked good. They obviously paid Luukkonen like they feel like he's the number one goalie. And they obviously also have Devin Levi. So, like, if I'm Kevin Adams, if I can get a decent offer for Luukkonen, I would take it. Will he make a move? My guessing is not. He tends to, you know, not make moves now during this portion of the season. But if there's a goal, if there's a team early on here that has a goaltending injury, that would be the spot I would make a call to for sure. Anyway, thanks for the tweets as we get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Okay, save of the game time. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Here's our save of the game. Dan Dunleavy on the call.
Sabres with a 3-on-2 entry. McLeod up the middle for Dahlin, and the pass got away from him. Sweeping around to McLeod in the far corner. Waits for the coverage. Dahlin's got a chance here to the slot with a shot, and that one goes to the corner.
Yeah, Dahlin with a really, really nice look there to try to get the Sabres a win, and Caden Primo coming up big. The save of the game right there for the Leafs in net. All right, 4-3 the final. Columbus is up next. I'll tell you what the Blue Jackets are up to in a moment, but we're going to go ahead now and check our scoreboard from around the rest of the NHL. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and I'm keeping an eye on the Florida Panthers. If they win, they'll move back into sole possession of third and pass the Sabres, and it's not looking good for the Sabres right now. 3-0 Florida as they lead Vegas with just 5 minutes to go in the game. Reinhardt, one of the goals for the Panthers. In fact, he's got the opening goal, the game winner, as of this moment. Utah, with 6 minutes to go in the third, winning at Minnesota by a score of 4-2. 8 minutes to go in the second period in Detroit. The Red Wings are trailing the Blues 4-1. Columbus, who will be in here in Buffalo on Tuesday, they're losing at Pittsburgh 2-1. That one's early second period. Halfway through the second in Vancouver, the Canucks lead the Canadiens 2-0. Same score in Washington. The Senators a 2-0 lead on Washington early second period. Halfway through the first in Dallas, Carolina has a 1-0 lead on the Stars. 7 minutes left in the first period in Nashville, the Predators and Kings are tied up at 1-1. Finals from earlier today, in a shootout, the Flyers beat the Islanders 4-3. Boston holds on to beat Columbus 3-2. And Tampa over Anaheim 4-3. There is one late game tonight at 10. Seattle is home for Edmonton. All right, let's go ahead and go to college football next. And Akron upsetting UB today at UB Stadium by a score of 24-16. The Bulls turned it over 5 times and dropped to 4-4 on the season. Now, the Bulls were 10-point favorites today at home against Akron. It's a bad loss for the Bulls there. All right, let's go to top 25. Number 2, Indiana, goes to 8-0. They roll UCLA 56-6. Other finals, Bill Belichick struggles continue. North Carolina falls in overtime to number 16, Virginia, 17-16. At Oklahoma, the 13th-ranked Sooners fall at home to number 8, Ole Miss, 34-26. Number 7, Georgia Tech goes to 8-0. They beat Syracuse 41-16. Number 4, Alabama with a late score, beating South Carolina on the road 29-22. Number 11, BYU beating Iowa State 41-27. Number 10, Vanderbilt goes to 7-1. They beat Missouri 17-10. Number 14, Texas Tech Tech shuts out Oklahoma State 42-0. And an overtime win for the Texas Longhorns, who are ranked 22nd in the country. They beat Mississippi State 45-38. On to the World Series now. Game one went to the Blue Jays. Game two is now underway. They're in the bottom of the first inning. The Jays have runners on the corners with two outs, but the Dodgers did get a run in the first inning. So it's 1-0 LA with the Blue Jays leading that series 1-0. And our score, Toronto 4, Buffalo 3. Overtime victory for the Leafs. And what does that do again for the standings? Well, that puts Buffalo at 4-4-1. As of this moment, 9 points, good enough for third in the Atlantic. But again, Florida now just 5 minutes away. If they beat Vegas, they're up 3-0. They could pass the Sabres and get their 10th point of the year. Buffalo's next game is Columbus. I mentioned they're trailing right now at Pittsburgh by a score of 2-1. Early second period if you want to watch Columbus. The Blue Jackets are 3-4 on the season. And again, playing their eighth game right now. All right, with that, we're going to wrap things up here on our postgame. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer tonight. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter in Toronto. Tom Matty, our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colesiel. The final again from Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Maple Leafs 4, Sabres 3. They win it in overtime. Buffalo 4-4-1 with 9 points through 9 games. Up next, Columbus, Tuesday. That's a 6:45 puck drop. So if you have tickets for that, notice it's a little bit earlier on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the World Series. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. And I'll talk to you Tuesday night from KeyBank Center right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.